Skagway's Assembly voted unanimously last week to work with the Skagway Traditional Council to authorize ground-penetrating radar with some shovel work at the Pius X Mission School site. It was open from 1932 to 1959 and served about 60 indigenous children. The property is now owned by the municipality, which uses it as a seasonal RV park. Plans have swirled in recent years for redevelopment as a housing subdivision or making utility improvements and continuing RV services for independent travelers. But the Skagway Traditional Council has asked that before any major renovations get started, they be allowed to study the area. They've also asked for a portion of the area to be gifted to the tribal government, the size and scope of which will be discussed after the study is complete. The backdrop of all of this is the recent discoveries of more than 1,000 bodies of Indigenous children found at residential boarding school sites throughout Canada in the past year.
I think with all of the unfortunate news throughout our nation and in Canada, we are doing our due diligence in asking that an archaeological study be done.
That's Jamie Bricker, president of the Skagway Traditional Council. Her grandfather and uncles were brought from Kodiak Island to Skagway to attend the mission school here.
I'm looking into some personal history there to find out more about how old they were when they came and under what circumstances. I was told when I was younger that they were brought here during World War II as part of the Alley relocation.
Skagway elder Andy Byerly attended the St. Pius X Mission School in Skagway in the 1950s. The buildings are long gone. Today it's a flat open space covered by gravel and patchy grass where RVs park during the summer. He showed me the site during a recent rainstorm.
So where we're standing right now is, I think, is the south side of the Pius X Mission main building.
He said there were about 60 kids at the school when he attended, and 6 or 7 nuns. He also said a lot of the kids were from families that had a hard time finding jobs and ended up on the welfare system. Most of them would go back home during the summer, but some stayed year-round. The kids came from all over the state.
There was one person that I remember that was from Nome, and the other ones from up north were from Palmer, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the rest of the students were from Southeast Alaska, Yakutat, Juneau, Puna, Angoon, Wrangell, Petersburg.
Byerly said there were 4 barracks when he was at the school, one each for the boys' dorm and the girls' dorm, one for storage, and one was an art building of sorts where they taught pottery, and some kids were allowed to do some Tlingit carving. Only English was spoken. Byerly remembered the nuns doling out a rap on the knuckles if a kid was out of line, but he said he didn't recall any actual abuse.
I think that even though I didn't like it, I think they taught me to respect people and respect whatever they are.
The Sisters of St. Anne, who sent the nuns for the Pius X Mission School, have apologized for their role in stamping out Native culture by assimilating around 150,000 young children in boarding schools. What comes next isn't clear. There isn't a formal plan or a timeline yet, and though the tribal government has offered to contribute funds to the project, those details have yet to be hammered out. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.